It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
After Hours, Jay Binkley, Jason and I producing the operation. This is first go around. He's trained. He's been here. He's in promotions before. He's at my Buffalo Wild Wing show doing that whole setup there. So the fans football show. Nate Williams here as well. Good old Royals fan. I was very excited to see you were going to be here tonight, Nate, because I know that you're a huge Royals fan. You'll be with Vern a lot this year. You're sitting there rocking the Royals jacket as well. Good evening, fellas.
Bink, how are you? We're going to have some fun tonight. T-minus 21 hours or so. Can't wait.
Can't wait either. Weather's going to be nice. You can see the temperature's going to be like 79 degrees tomorrow, something like that.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful out there.
If it rains, it'll be early in the morning, right? It won't rain at all during opening day.
Perfect baseball weather, I'd say.
And the one thing, too, is it does rain a lot, and it has been cold on opening day. I mean, I remember sitting out there, you know, at Gate A and stuff like that, or Gate D, where – yeah, Gate D we were at outside there, a lot of opening days back when I was doing the day shift. And it was cold on a lot of those days. Like tomorrow's like the perfect tailgating day for Kansas City people. I'm expecting people to be there line like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Cody and Gold don't know the struggle that the day shift went through, huh, Bink? They get 78 and sunny for their shift tomorrow.
We had the coats on, the whole works, and it was cold for people to come be your guest and rainy and things like that. But it was interesting. It was some interesting days. But I'm excited about this year. I don't know about you guys. I know that I am. I'm very excited about opening day. I'm excited to see Bobby Witt Jr. I'm excited to see what happens when Jack Caglione gets called up for the Royals, because I can't wait. Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, will join us at 7 o'clock. Talk a few fun things about the Royals this year. Some few predictions going forward. Did either of you guys read Bobby Witt Jr.'s article in the Players Tribune
Bobby Witt Jr., the writer. Did you guys happen to catch this at all?
I did not, actually. What went on in it?
It's all over Twitter. And so you see it, Nathan, we at work reading this? Or were you working, actually?
I'm about to pull it up. Oh, I was actually working earlier today.
But it takes a while, brother. It takes a while to read this thing. Bobby did a nice job. Bobby did a nice job writing this thing. Let me just tell you this. He did say this. He goes, I still get goosebumps thinking about that standing ovation our fans gave me walking up to the plate that first time. From that very first moment, this city, it felt like a second home for me. And I know this probably sounds crazy, but in some ways I feel like God put me here on this earth to play baseball in Kansas City. This place, everything about it, I don't know exactly how to explain it, but it just fits who I am. I felt it from the very first day. Yeah, they're paying him a lot of money. I get that. But I think he genuinely likes Kansas City. Like, it is great having guys that want to play here and want to succeed here and are driven to perform well in Kansas City. That taste of getting to the playoffs last year fueled this team.
How lucky are we to have Bobby Witt Jr. here?
Yeah, we're lucky. Both sports. I mean, that whole Truman Sports Complex. You got Patrick Mahomes on one side, Bobby Witt Jr. on the other. He talks about that in the article. He talks about, you know, how kind of Mahomes has, you know, put his mark on Kansas City. He's won 3 titles. He wants to, you know, share, bring Kansas City back a title, go on one of those kind of runs. That's hard to do in baseball, though. That is a hard thing to do.
It is, but Bobby has the similar traits, the killer instinct that Patrick Mahomes has. I'm reading the article right now, and Bobby talks about not being able to sleep the night before that first game. Well, he comes up and hits the game-winning. I think he knocked in 2 runs with a double in, like, the bottom of the 8th. Yeah. I mean, just like ice in his veins immediately.
Yeah, do you remember Alex Gordon's first time at bat? Everybody's standing there, the bases were loaded. Everybody's expecting a home run from him, and it wasn't meant to be. But that's what happens in baseball. It's about failure, how you're going to handle the failures. You know, Jack Caglione's going to go down. He's going to play every day. He's going to be a double A. I cannot wait for him to come up. Nate, I've been excited about this. I remember, you know, and when Eric Hosmer and Moose and Perez and all those guys get called up to the major leagues, it was exciting. There was a time and day to cover the minor leagues instead of the actual Royals because they were winning at the Texas League. They were winning in the PCL at that point in Omaha, and you were waiting for these guys to come up to Kansas City. That was the interest.
Yeah, the good thing about this current regime is that, you know, that big prospect debut doesn't have to be the only thing we look forward to in the season anymore, except for the one that will be Jack Caglione. I don't think anybody in Kansas City can wait for that day, and the expectations are so, so high, and I think deservedly so.
You know, it used to be that way, but I remember when I first got in radio, it was doing interviews and covering, you know, the guys in double A, you know, the Hosmers, the Mooses, guys like that, because, well, they're accessible, and that's quite honestly who people wanted to hear from are those guys coming up. But this is different. This kind of reminds me of the 2013 Royals. That team was all about business. They were. They went all the way to the Chicago at the end. They were technically eliminated from any playoff contention until the final. I mean, it wasn't likely, but they weren't officially eliminated until the final weekend. That was a good start. All right, get us to the final weekend of the season. And then they do. And in 2014, we know what happens. They clinched in Chicago. Once again, they were in Chicago for the White Sox. They clinched it to go to Game 7 of the World Series. Had a hell of a run. Everybody's like, the Royals have no experience to win the postseason. Then they go out and do it. And that fueled that team for 2015 because they had the belief that they could do it because they've done it before. And right now, there's 3 teams that have lost 100 games and have made the postseason. But no team has lost 106 and made the postseason the year after. There has been a case where teams have won 87 games, and the Orioles once did it. They actually lost 107, and they won 87 games, but it was before the wild card was part of the picture, so they didn't have that wild card to look forward to. Let's face it, I would hate for baseball not to have the wild card at this point. So many fans weren't. Can you imagine if they didn't have it? Can you imagine the towns if the baseball did not have that at all?
Well, it used to be such an exclusive club to make the postseason, right, in Major League Baseball. I mean, and so I think the wild card's ultimately been good for the sport, for sure.
I think so, too, because you feel like you're in it. You feel like you're always in this to the end. But the bottom line is the Royals believe it. That article was full of that, too, like how this team believes in themselves now. I remember when guys would get called up here, you know, in 14 from AAA and stuff, they'd come in here. And it was nerve-wracking because these guys, the training wheels weren't there. I call them training wheels because the training wheels weren't there anymore. Like, training wheels used to be on in Kansas City. When you were called up, you could fail and everything else. You learn at this level. But that 14 team was about business. You know, they were about going to the next level. It was about Lorenzo Cain telling the Tigers at first base, no small talk. I'm, you know, here for business. And they were. And that kind of reminds me of this team, that they're all about business. Vinny Pasquantino said at the beginning of last season, this team's for real. Because it got off to a good start. This team's for real. And he was right.
Well, the core of it's certainly for real. And I don't think we've done much by way of, like, doubting that when it comes to the Bobbies or the Vinnies. But, Bink, I look at last year's ALDS. I look at that postseason run. I look at a guy like Mikel Garcia that struggled a lot of the season and then knocks in a huge run in game two of the ALDS. I'm looking at Kyle Isbell that is not known for his bat but knocks in a couple of huge runs. I think it was in game three to open the scoring for the Royals there. For these guys to maybe not make a run to game seven of the World Series like 2014, so maybe it's not one-to-one, but to see them have success in a big moment, I do wonder what that will do for them and their mentality over the course of this 162.
And there's been a lot of good things to talk about. You have two pitchers that finished number two and number four in the Cy Young voting last year in the American League, with Walkup, or not Walkup, with Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans. You had the only three guys in Major League Baseball, the first three guys to hit 60 RBI in Perez and Vinny and Bobby. First three to hit 70 RBI, the first to hit 80 RBI, the first to hit 90 RBI. Then Vinny got hurt at 97, or they would have been the first team to have three guys over 100 RBI last year. There's a lot to like about this team, but it's those guys like Kyle Isbell and stuff like that that's going to perform for the Royals. I'm looking forward to Jonathan India. Like, I'm looking forward to that move for Brittany Singer to Jonathan India. That's another guy that's kind of buying into the system. This is the guy you want on your team.
Well, I look at, and I don't mean to compare the Royals to the Yankees or the Dodgers or whatever, but I do think that even with those big boppers in the, at the top half of the Royals lineup, the lineup was navigatable, especially with no Vinny in the lineup. It's like, man, if you nibble around Bobby and attack Salvi, you can coast for the next two innings. Like, you are going to have to rely on an MJ Melendez or a Mikel Garcia or heck, a Mark Canna or somebody. Like, there has to be a Hunter Renfroe regression to the mean, which I know, you know, Vern has talked a lot about the benefit that could bring. You're going to have to rely on guys like that throughout the course of the season. So I think last year's playoff run can only help in that aspect.
Oh, 100%. Speaking of Vinny, Matt Quatero was on with Bob and Dusty this morning as he joins them each and every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. This is an update he gave about Vinny tomorrow.
Vinny's good. You know, I mean, I think even right the day of the injury, we had a pretty good sense that he was going to be okay. Like, it wasn't a terrible hamstring strain, but you know, the fact that these last couple of days he's improved each day, we've added more work to him each day. You know, yesterday he ran a little, he took full BP, took ground balls. The day before was just a little, was BP in the cages. So today will be a full workout and we'll just gauge him. I mean, we have to be responsible with what he's saying and how he's feeling, but we're very optimistic.
Just make sure you're optimistic. Just make sure everything's good to go for Vinny. Vinny is. We saw how important Vinny was to this lineup towards the end of the year. We see how important this dude is.
Well, and we've also seen that Vinny likes to, I don't know if overextend is the right word, but he made a pretty, like, I don't know, bold-faced guarantee after that injury and said in a press conference, like, my season isn't over. I mean, we're going to the playoffs and I'm playing. And we all sat here and said, well, maybe if they go to the series or something. And there he was in game one in Baltimore. Now, I know he said the same thing about tomorrow, and I'd rather them err on the side of caution when it comes to game one instead of, you know, the wild card round.
Yeah, it'll be over-scrutinized tomorrow. It'll be over-scrutinized tomorrow. You know, it always will be. You know, game one, which is, we don't care in the middle of June if it's a game or whatever, but it's over-scrutinized for game one.
So I don't know if he'll ease back into it, if he'll DH for a little bit, if he'll sit out the first few games, but it sounds like an IL stint's not going to happen, and he's going to be ready to go sooner rather than later.
That's good. Our phone line, 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. It's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. You go on the opening day tomorrow. I'm curious about that. You plan on tailgating. I understand that there's sometimes weather is not real tailgatable. Tomorrow is. Tomorrow is. We'll get into some of the new food items. MLB loves what the Royals have done. I talked about the food, new food items a couple days ago, but there's been more that I just found out about it. Like the Boomstick Burrito in Texas. You kidding me? Like, minor league ballparks used to be the end-all, be-all to go to. It's been the Pro Bowl perks to go to at this point. We'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. later. He was on MLB Network on Intentional Talk earlier. Had some interesting things to say about this team, building confidence, and, of course, he talks Jack Haglione as well, who'll start the season off in Double-A at Northwest Arkansas. That might be a nice little trip to go down and watch that. I've been up to Omaha to see him play. Nice little ballpark up there.
Absolutely.
Enjoyed it.
I'm going down to Arkansas on a hiking trip in a few weeks. You know, maybe go stop and see the Naturals while I'm at it.
Yeah. So Arkansas is about the biking trails, the hiking trails, you name it. A lot to do in the natural state. Natural state, isn't it? It's still a natural state, isn't it? Yeah, it's a natural state.
I think so. I don't think they've changed it.
Ryan LaFever was on with Carrington yesterday, and he had some interesting things to say. And I think it bodes well, and I'll talk to Vern about this at 7 o'clock, too. Who are those guys going to be stepping up on this team that need to step up this season? We'll talk about that next.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Come join everyone from 96.5 The Fan on Friday, March 28th at Hollywood Casino for the Royals Roundtable with Michael Messi, Kyle Isbell, and Josh Fournier. We'll have a Q&A starting at 6 o'clock, followed by a meet and greet with the players. The event is free and open to the public, so come hang out with all of us at Hollywood Casino on Friday, March 28th for the Royals Roundtable. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to After Hours. Jason High in here. Running the show for the first time. Nathan Williams in here. Just kind of overseeing the operation.
I'm here for the vibes, Bink. Got to keep this thing on the rails, but Jason knows what he's doing. I think we're going to be just fine.
Are you guys interested at all in the NCAA tournament tomorrow, the Sweet 16? Are you going to shift over to BYU and Bama as soon as the Royals game is done? Or are you going to be locked into baseball and you're going to maybe flip over to, I think, Detroit and the Dodgers are on ESPN?
You know, I'm a Missouri Tigers guy, so I'm kind of pulling for the SEC a little bit. But you know, my heart was already broken last weekend, so I think I'm all in on baseball season at this point.
Seven teams are from the SEC. Only four conferences represented: four from the Big 12, four from the Big 10, and of course the ACC with Duke. That's it. Get used to this. Get used to this because this is what's going to happen. Guys are going to get good, and they're going to transfer. They're going to hit that transfer portal. Gone are the days of, you know, like an Iona or South Dakota State with guys that have played together for 4 years or whatever. No, they get gobbled up and gone. That's exactly what we see, or the coaches definitely go too. But BYU, Alabama tomorrow, Maryland, Florida, Arizona, Duke, and Arkansas and Texas Tech. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But Ryan LaFever, a longtime Royals color analyst, he does some radio and, of course, he does TV as well. Ryan was in with CDOT, and he talked about the key players to the Royals' success in 2025. The nondiscreet names, the names that do need to step up for this team to compete this season.
It's going to take more than Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi this year. And, you know, Vinny drove in 97 runs in 5 months. So, I mean, if he can do this year what he did last year, the Royals are going to be in great shape. But it was an interesting year because if you look back on 2024, and offensively, the Royals finished sixth in the American League in runs per game. You think that's a pretty good year. But they were carried by three guys. I mean, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi were the first trio in the major leagues to get to 60 RBIs, the first to 70, the first to 80, the first to 90. And they would have been the first to 100 had Vinny not been injured at the end of August. But when you look at the rest of the lineup, I mean, there were most everyone else had a down year. And so if Vinny can take it to the next level, and he made a pretty big jump last year, yeah, that'd be great. But they need Jonathan India to be what they think he's going to be. They need Michael Garcia and Kyle Isbell to bounce back. They need MJ Melendez to bounce back. And if they do, then I don't think those three guys have to carry the team like they did last year.
And I think that's big for this team this year. You know you're getting production from Perez. You know you're getting production from Bobby. You know you're getting production from Vinny, probably. But who else is going to step? Jonathan India? Yeah, I'm expecting that as well. That gives another guy into the fold. We'll see what the outfield does. Because the outfield, you know, they need that spark. Because the outfield is where a lot of the power is driven. We know MJ Melendez can hit the home runs. We know Kyle Isbell walks into a few, and definitely Hunter Renfro can do it as well. But these guys got to step up to be consistent because you don't need three holes in the lineup being the outfield.
Well, last year the recipe was Bobby get on base and Vinny or Salvi knock him in. That was about the extent of the Royals' offense for way too much of the season. Not only is Jonathan India so pivotal at the top of that lineup to be more of a table setter, and I'm excited to see Bobby come up with that opportunity to drive in runs, but also if they could just get one more piece to that lineup, whether it is a Renfro in the five spot or Massey staying healthy, or whether it's a Michael Garcia that's finally putting the pieces together, getting on base at a high clip, and you can put him at that number nine spot to sort of facilitate that, you know, keep the line moving action, you should, as to Ryan's point, expect, you know, some positive progress just by default, you know, year over year.
And I love the starting pitching staff. I actually like the bullpen now as well. That's the Vez coming over here to be the closer. The
bullpen's going to be very good.
The bullpen, Ursig, the fireman, doing various things. I'm pretty confident in this team. And I think the confidence built last year, did you buy into the team when they got off to a good start? Were you buying into the team, the guys, or were you like, yeah, let's wait and see? I've seen it before, so I bought into it.
I'll let Jason go first.
Yeah, I think I was like a lot of Royals fans. I was a bit apprehensive at first, but you know, you kind of saw that a little bit at times with the attendance. But man, once the team got going, it seemed like that was a team you could get behind, and I thought they really had a chance to make a deep run last year, and you know, they won a series.
I would say that I was very optimistic the entire time, but I think I was always maybe cautious or reserved when it specifically came to Seth Lugo, to get to your point about the rotation, Bink. I did not see him maintaining that throughout the entire year and finishing top four in the Cy Young race.
206
Just didn't
innings.
See it.
Well, I wasn't expecting 200 innings.
No way.
I think Duffy kept trying to get to that 200 innings mark and fall, 170 or whatever, which wouldn't get to 200.
Yeah, I didn't think he would either. So I think seeing him put that together, which is what was his second or third year starting period for he was a reliever for a long time. With his incredible arsenal, I think they said StatCast got him with 9 different pitches last year. I just did not see that hot start maintaining, but it seems like they unlocked something. And so I don't know how you can not be confident in that going forward this year as well.
We'll talk about the division, too. I think it's going to be really interesting. And you know, the Minnesota Twins are always one of those teams that's always better when you don't expect them to be good. Now, they're expecting them to be right around where the Royals are as far as the over or under concern. Detroit, I think, is the sleeper, man. Detroit's the team that I don't think gets talked about enough, but Detroit had the Cy Young winner on their team in Skubal. I think Detroit's going to be pretty damn good this year. And the White Sox, not going to be good, but they're going to be better than that crap show they were last year.
Yeah, I mean, the Royals picked up a lot of wins against the White Sox last year, right? You know that, and there's no apologies for that.
12 of them, 12-1.
Which is great. You don't apologize for that. You just move on. But can they do that again? The AL Central is probably going to be strong again.
I think so. I think this division is going to be good. Is there a team that you look at and say, like, I didn't even mention Cleveland. Of course, Cleveland's going to be hanging around. We'll get taste of Cleveland tomorrow when the Royals are rocking the powder blues. But Twins, never know, man. When you're not expecting them to be good, they're good. And when you have expectations, they're not.
Yeah, absolutely, Bink. I included the Guardians in my playoff pool. I just am going to keep picking them until I see them fall off. When you look at that roster on paper, you kind of think who is doing the damage outside of Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan. I know that bullpen rocks, but starting pitching is more important, and I think the Royals are better. I think the Tigers are better. I think if the Twins stay healthy, they could be better as well. But Cleveland's sort of a factory, and their whole thing is they roll a starting pitcher or two out there most years that you didn't know was in the fold, didn't know was going to be good, and they get a lot out of him. So I'm going to keep picking Cleveland until they fall off. But I think that as CDOT was talking about during the last hour of the drive, the chair feels open, doesn't it? And why don't you go sit in that chair? I think the division's wide open.
Oh, I do too. I think the division's wide open. It's going to be interesting. I know as far as football's concerned, the AFC West – didn't get a ton of respect last year, but yet they had 3 teams in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So it does happen. But I think the Detroit series are going to be really interesting with the Royals. I think that's an up-and-coming team that's definitely spinning. They've done the drafting. They're going to be a decent team, so I like them. But I like the Royals to win this division. I just believe in these players. I believe they're turning that corner, going the other direction. One of these things, Bobby Witt Jr. was on MLB Network. I'll bring you that. Plus, hear from John Sherman. He had his press conference today. You might have heard it right there at the beginning of CDOT show, and it kind of overlapped between Cody and Gold into CDOT show about what he was saying today about various things, the team, the stadiums, you name it. He brought up a lot of different subjects in his press conference. Then Josh Vernier joins us at 7 o'clock, but you know, our text line, Jay Southland Toast Severs text line, 913-586-7965. You going to opening day tomorrow? I think Nate told me he is. Jason's not because he's working.
Yeah, I got school tomorrow, so I can't make it tomorrow, but I'll probably try to get out there this weekend.
I think they're standing room only at this point, right?
Yeah, Bink, I'll be out there as soon as I can get off work tomorrow. If tailgating happens, that's great, but I just want to have my butt in the seat, have a hot dog, a cold beer, watch some baseball. It's going to be 80 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day.
You haven't missed one, really, have you?
The only opening day that I haven't been to in the last 20 years or so is the COVID year, yeah.
Imagine that. But anyway, you'll be out there, hot dog. I wonder if you're going to try this new food. We'll get into some of the ballpark food later because I'm curious if you fellas will bite into this kind of stuff going forward. Next, we'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. and we'll hear from John Sherman today.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Your home for Royals baseball, 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back to After Hours right here at 96.5, The Fan. Hear the Royals tomorrow right here, crystal clear, FM. Royals will be wearing the powder blues pants and the jerseys for opening day and then each and every home Saturday. With the white hats, with the logo. And there's a lot of people upset about the hats. They wanted the KC script on them. They weren't necessarily sold on the white alternate hat for the Royals. I am. I think it looks good. I don't know about you, Nate. I don't know your opinion. And Jason, I don't know if you guys like it or not. But, hell, I'd buy one of those hats.
Sounds like they're going to be wearing what I would have the Royals wear when I was 10 years old, playing MLB The Show. You know, in the basement. It sounds like the uniform that I would choose to put on the Kansas City Royals. I'm fired up about this powder blue, Bink.
I am too. And then Friday will be the City Connect, which those are sweet uniforms. Some of the City Connects I don't like. Like, I don't get these. The Royals look classy to me.
Yeah, I think they're kind of giving the fans what they want, right? I mean, the City Connect jerseys are super popular, so they're keeping those around. And then you got the powder blue. Always love those.
And I guess Sunday would probably be white pants and the powder blue. I don't know. That's kind of what they've done on Sundays. I don't know if that's what they're going to do. But the Royals, they're one of these teams that, you know, doesn't change. It's not like the Diamondbacks that literally have a million different uniforms, like the Oregon Ducks of pro baseball. They have a million different uniform combinations. But give me the powder blues, man. Speaking of powder blues, Dusty just tweeted out that George Brett's going to be joining them tomorrow at 7:20 in the morning for opening day. So he was one that wore the powder blues.
He sure was, and I wonder if he'll be in studio or over the air. I know. Sometimes when George and Bob get to talking, they can just go on forever. So I'll be locked and loaded on Fesco and Dusty tomorrow. But Bink, just a quick aside. I don't mean to derail the segment. You brought up the
Diamondbacks. Oh, you're not derailing
anything. Talk about a team that's sneaky because they're overlooked by the Dodgers in that division. They added Burns. They added Naylor. You got to watch out for the Diamondbacks.
I've liked them the last couple of years. I mean, I kind of like what they've been building and what they've been doing. But I'm interested in the National League. I love the fact that you play every single team. Not 13 times like the division, even though it used to be, 19 times? Was it 19 times or 18 times? Now it's just 13 where you play your division teams. But what was it, 18 or 19? I can't remember exactly.
I think it was 18.
Was it 18?
I think it was an even number. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 18 that they played those teams. But regardless, they'll be in the Powder Blues tomorrow for opening day at Kauffman Stadium. I can't wait. Opening day is always fun. They call it Kansas City Day, Greater Kansas City Day. Everybody's in a good mood usually with Royals opening day starting. I think there's expectations. It's no longer, hey, is this team going to lose 100 games? Not going to be that way. Has the 14-15 vibes about opening day with this team making the postseason last year. One of those stars, Bobby Witt Jr., was on MLB Network earlier, and he does talk about Jack Caglione and what he thinks of him. And he also talks about, you know, the fact they went to the playoffs last year and just kind of building with this team, that culture we're starting to see with the Kansas City Royals.
Ask you too about this Royals prospect. I got to interview him, and I also heard Vinny Pasquantino say that he has the largest hands he's ever seen in his life. Jack Caglione.
Yeah, he's a specimen for sure. Just seeing him and the BP he's taken and then just the at-bats and just the person he is. It's really, really awesome to see a guy like that just be a great guy. And so I definitely see him helping the team at some point, whenever it is. And so, but yeah, it's been great just to see kind of Vinny take him under his wing too and just kind of help work with him. And then just seeing him just in the individual was really cool. Like you said, huge hands.
Yeah, and you mentioned helping the team, right? Like, you guys came on the scene last year, surprised a lot of people, maybe not yourselves, but a lot of people watching the game and building off of that. How exciting is that now going into opening day, knowing what you guys did last year and the talent you have going into the season?
Yeah, it's huge. We got that taste of the postseason baseball. Now we want to do that every year. We want to end the season with a win. And so that's something that we definitely went to the offseason, knew that, worked hard, and now we're here today, and we're just going to take it one day at a time, 162 times this year, and then see where we're at, and then keep going from there.
You know what the best thing is, Bito? Like, as a young player, Ryan and I play with the Marlins. We lost 100 games a couple years in a row. We had, like, A.J. Burnett and Josh Beckett and Brad Penny and all these young Ryan Dempsers. We were all young, but the experience I always thought was overrated until you go through that. And now the game starts slowing down with the experience, right? So now that first postseason, our heart rate's a million. We're trying to do everything on the field. And then now the next time you get there, you're going to understand as a group, like, yeah. And so I think that's where the experience is awesome. What you guys did last year, and obviously you being the face of this team because you play this game the right way. You can control your effort and you can control your attitude. The rest of it is getting a good pitch hit, putting a good swing on it. But I think that's the best part about a team like the Royals, the experience you guys got. You agree?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's what we do. We try to control what we can and then let everything else kind of fall in the hands of whatever happens. And so we prepare the best we can in the cage, out in the field, whatever it is. Our pitching staff is doing what they can, and so I love our chances.
There you go, Bobby Witt Jr. That was Ryan Dempster and Kevin Millar were the former players up there talking to Bobby. And Millar talked about the fact they'd lost 100 games a couple years in a row, and he's with the Marlins. But the Marlins are one of those teams that did that, then flipped around and we're good the next season, albeit a COVID-shortened season. But you get that taste of knowing you could make the playoffs. That goes a long way, man. That goes a real long way because you've been there and done it. It's no longer a pipe dream. Can we get to the postseason? No, you've played in postseason games.
Well, and Binkley, I think about what Ryan Lefevre had to say with CDOT yesterday, which is that, like, outside of a guy like Vinny Pasquantino, most of the guys on this roster, you would say, had a down year or did not live up to expectations. You don't get the vibe that it's like a Marlins COVID team where the team punched above their weight and we'll see if they can duplicate that. I'm not sure if I'm looking at any one guy on this roster and thinking he can't do at least what he did last year or more this year.
I think the expectations will be there too. You just hope guys don't press, but they've been around this league a long enough time. You hope that they don't press. But, you know, kind of every time you walk to the plate and you see that batting average, your stats are low and you're thinking about this team is winning, competing, they're having fun. They're throwing water and Gatorade over each other
every game.
And you're not part of that experience doing things. I think that could rub you the wrong way.
Well, I think it could too. And it just, I can't help but think about back in 2014 as well, right? That team, you know, they had never made the postseason before, and then they went all the way to the World Series. That gave them that experience. They had those memories.
Which is crazy because everybody says the opposite, right, Jason? Everybody says you need that postseason experience. They literally didn't have it. There's a few guys that did, but not many.
Right, right. They just came out of nowhere and they made it happen.
Yeah, they did. They go out and make it happen. It's fun. 14 and 15 were so much fun because every single night there's the Kansas City Royals. This year, same way. Last year was a lot like that too, but it becomes a part of your night. You know, whether you're at home working, you know, through the evening and you get the Royals on, the background noise, but you pay attention to it. What's the Royals score? Or you get the updates on your phone. What's the Royals score? Who's up now? I still believe they should have an app with MLB that you get the video of your favorite players. You get three, and then you get the video that you can watch. You get the update when they're at the plate. I mean, there's no reason in 2025 we can't have this kind of technology. I think baseball is sleeping on the wheel on this. And I know that it was popular to have Ohtani and the Dodgers playing, but that was weird to have an opening day before spring training was actually over. A little bit surprised they're not just doing a showcase game tonight. That's the way Major League Baseball should do it. Tonight should be last year's world champions. If they could do a rematch. Remember in 15 when it was a rematch of the Royals on Sunday Night Baseball? It was the rematch of the Royals and Mets in 16 from the 15 World Series. That was fun. They could do that with every team playing each other. You can do this now.
100%. That was an electric time. I remember, yeah, the Royals, I want to say Soria came back and blew a lead that night. I can't remember if the Royals held on or not. They then had the ring ceremony the next day. Still, I think the only time that the World Series matchup was repeated on opening day the next year. But yeah, Bink, I mean, why not take it all the way and do that showcase game on a Sunday night and then have opening day earlier in the week?
You could do that.
I don't think there's a reason not to.
Or you could tonight, because you don't have the tournament going tonight. Tonight, you could have the Yankees and Dodgers, right? Just a little World Series rematch. You could do that tonight. Start that game tonight.
Well, just like the NFL, right? You know, they kick the season off on Thursday. You know, they do that before you have the slate of games that weekend. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, baseball just gets behind the eight ball sometimes when it comes to things the NFL's doing. But it's been better. I mean, they've done a decent job with it. I mean, the pitch clock and everything worked out with baseball. I've never heard anybody really complain if they go to the game, like how long the games last. But certainly it's been better for the TV product, you know, getting the games, you know, in and out a lot quicker. And I know that you haven't been here quite as long, Nathan, through not your tenure at 96.5, but you're not here as long. And Vern, I'm sure Vern likes it as well because Vern's not going till the wee hours anymore.
I'm sure. And Bink, I did the last season prior to the pitch clock was my first season here. So I have seen a little bit of both sides and oh my gosh, it makes a huge difference. I would call myself, I mean, I don't want to put myself in the label as a baseball purist because I don't want to be that, sound like I'm that grumpy, you know, get off my lawn, don't make any changes type guy. But even then, I cannot stop raving about how amazing this pitch clock is, and the media loves it. The players love it. It just saves so much time, and you don't even notice it during the game. It's such a great improvement.
Oh, it is. It's fun. Keeps our attention. Like, college basketball definitely needs something at the end of games because when it gets, like, to a minute left, it's like, you better count on another 20 or 30 minutes if it's close.
Sure.
Look at this time. I find myself looking at timeouts. How many timeouts does each team have? And if it's full timeouts, you know that damn thing's going the whole time.
Absolutely. I think that Oregon-Arizona game in the round of 32, I think they reviewed about seven calls in a span of 30 seconds of game time. It was brutal.
It got decent ratings because it's, I hate to say it, but the big-time programs.
Oh, and it was a great game.
They're actually great matchups going forward. So if you buy into that, it'll be baseball starts tomorrow. You've got Sweet 16 going. This is a good, last weekend I thought was a good sports weekend with the NCAA tournament, with NASCAR, with golf. I thought that was fun. I think this weekend will be a big sports weekend as well. John Sherman talked today at Kauffman Stadium. One of the things he talked about was the offseason, the quest for the bat or the bullpen, which is the more important direction.
Particularly that quest for a bat, middle of the order bat. Yeah, certainly that was one of the things that we felt would really improve our team. And I think it's been written about. We gave it the old college try here. We went after a couple of people, and I think we expanded the view of investment when we thought about that, but when we didn't get that, I think if you think about we got a lot of, you know, one of the things JJ's been great about, he's brought some people in around him. Roster construction, I think, is really a strength of JJ's. How do you put together a team capable of, you know, getting to the postseason and then ultimately advancing in the postseason? If you think about our team, the back of the bullpen was really the best way that we could add, you know, short of a really, you know, a big bat in the middle of the order. It was really adding to the back of the bullpen. So he shifted gears, and that's when we signed Carlos Estevez.
Now, JJ's done a great job, and I'll give John Sherman credit, too. He's gone out and spent the money. He wants to win. Like, he wants to win. He's a fan. He wants to win. He goes to the games. He wants to be a winner. And he also, of course, talked about the pressing issue of the stadium. And I don't know why people don't get this one, but he's been pretty succinct of they're not playing there after 2031.
I don't think so. You know, we talked about that. That would be a low cost option that would be that wouldn't be really solving the long term solution that we need to really sustain ourselves. In my view, you know, to make sure we have a world-class facility for a Major League Baseball franchise that wants to compete at the highest level for the next few decades.
The bottom line is, I never thought we'd be sitting here in 2025 wondering about this stadiums anymore. I thought this thing would be put to bed by now, but it's not. So it both sits out there now for the Royals and the Chiefs, which side of the state line you'll be on. As a Missouri guy, I hope they stay in the state of Missouri. But are you guys Missouri guys?
I'm a Missouri guy, yeah.
I know. Okay, so you are, Jason. Nate, I'm not 100% sure. I think
born there, grew up there, moved to the Kansas side about 2 years ago, but at heart, definitely.
There you go. He's still a Missouri guy. There, Josh Vernier joins us at 7 o'clock. They just switch gears and go to the NFL. New rules proposals have officially been put out, and it sounds like they want to change the kickoff rule in a certain way. I'll explain that next.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan. That's right, the roundtable. Friday night, Hollywood Casino. Vern, Isbell, Massey. It's always a good time. Any of you guys heading out for that? Can you guys be at the Hollywood Casino for the Vern Roundtable?
Not planning on it, but I'm hoping that I get a chance to stop by. I don't know if, because Bink, I don't know if it's news about that we're doing any draft remotes this year or something as well. It's always kind of murky on do they want the part-timers there? Are we good enough to be part of the show?
Of course, you're always good enough to go. Anytime.
Got it. Well, then I might swing by and see Vern and Massey. You're part of the crew. On Friday.
Liberty Landing will be there again for the draft on draft night. And then everybody is welcome.
Sweet.
It's a fun time. It's a good time. Just like our Buffalo Wild Wing shows, Jason. You were always out at those. We had a good time when people would stop by for the Fans Football Show.
Oh, those are a great time. You know, you got Dana Hughes out there. Yeah, those are a lot of fun.
Mitch Schwartz, you know, sit there and get some pictures and talk to him afterwards and ask him questions. Dude played with Johnny Manziel in Cleveland. Of course, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. He's got a lot of things to say.
Absolutely. And then not to mention the Wings.
The Wings are fantastic. And they have like a special Mountain Dew. I don't know if you knew that, but they have like a special Mountain Dew only for Buffalo Wild Wings.
I didn't know that. Is it? Huh, okay.
Pretty good. So the NFL annual meeting's coming up. It's scheduled for March 30th through April 1st. The clubs will discuss the proposed rule changes. They must be approved by 75%, which is 24 of the clubs, to be adopted. And we've gone over some of these rule changes and what they're expecting in the future, like the tush push and things like that. They can eliminate that or not. I think there's enough teams doing it. I don't think they'll have the votes to get rid of the tush push, to be honest with you. But one of the things it was different a little bit is about the kickoff. And they want to put the touchback at the 35-yard line now instead of the 30. So that will make more people actually try to maybe return it, although the returns were up last year. The rate moved from 21.8% in 2023 to 32.8% last season, according to ESPN. That's when the even being at the 30-yard line, that went up to 32%. So it did make a difference as far as kickoffs are done. But the one thing is, You had to be trailing, and it had to be the fourth quarter before you, quote, declared an onside kick. Never liked declaring an onside kick. To me, onside kicks are part of the strategy of football. You don't know when they're going to happen, and it's fun to catch a team sleeping and doing the homework on the film study. Like, hey, they back straight up during, you know, during the kickoff. We could catch them here. We could catch them on this. But it took that strategy kind of out of play. Now they're saying in the proposal, you could do the onside kick anytime during the game as long as you're trailing. As long as you're trailing, you can do it. That means it's beginning of the second half, you can do the onside kick. You can do the onside kick whenever you want, but you still have to declare it. To me, like, that's the part of the rule. Get rid of it, man. Get rid of that part of the rule because that is part of the fun. Now, you can move the kickoff to the 35-yard line for touchbacks if that's what you want to do. I don't like the new kickoff rule. I never will like the new kickoff rule. I liked it the way it was. I definitely like the onside kick to where it was, where you didn't have to, quote, declare it. It's like declaring a man ineligible. Why would you put your intentions out there? But not a fan if this is what they do. I mean, I like the fact you can do it different times of the game. I like that. I don't like the fact you have to still declare it. I think that's dumb.
Well, you go back to the Saints-Colts Super Bowl, right? I mean, that's one of the most, you know, famous special teams plays ever, and it was because it was a surprise, you know, the Saints doing the onside kick after halftime like that.
And even though they added more kickoffs, guess what? By 43%, the total number of concussions, according to ESPN, stayed constant given the extra rise in returns for the return game. So that's going to be good, but they're putting it to 35. I like what Belichick said originally. He said, let's just move the kickoff back. Let's just move the kickoff back. There'll be still your kickoff teams. You can still do the onside kick or whatever, but it sucks if you're down and you know your only chance is to get the onside kick and the percentage is, what, 98%, you're not going to get it. That 2%, yeah, you're saying we have a chance. I mean, it's a little bit like Dumb and Dumber, like saying we got a chance type thing, but I don't like that. I like the fact, let's go back the way it was. Let's go back to the way it was. But the fact that you have to declare it is telling them exactly what you might do or what you're going to do. Because you declare it. You declare it. We're kicking onside. So, hey, it's team, go out there. They declared an onside kick.
Yeah, I think that's the part of the rule most people don't like, right? Everyone wants the game to be safer and fewer injuries. But, yeah, it you just want it to be exciting. And, you know, yeah, they've even talked about getting rid of kickoffs altogether.
But they can do it at any point during the game. Of course, there's other rule changes they've been trying to pass as well. The Packers, of course, have put the rule about the pushing a teammate, which you should not be able to do. In 2008, they changed that, the tush push. It hasn't always been legal. You always had to be pushing a guy with said player, but now you can just push the player. We've seen a lot of teams do it. I know the Chiefs don't do the tush push, but they did do some tush pushing when it wasn't third and one and fourth and one, right? When a guy got a little 3 or 4 yard out, or Kareem Hunt was running and he was 4 yards past the line, those linemen get behind him and push him forward. They were playing, that was smart. That was smart football what they were doing. But this rule would hurt the Chiefs as well, because that's something I felt they did well when Trey Smith got out in space there and would push the ball carrier forward. So it can hurt them in that regards.
Yeah, Bink. That's definitely been a hallmark of the Chiefs the last few years, having those big, you know, beefy interior offensive line guys that can also get downfield and help you get those extra couple of yards. How about the Chiefs solve that hypothetical problem by drafting a running back at a relatively early part in the draft and not relying on one of these, getting somebody with a little bit more burst in their backfield?
Some burst, some speed. I think Elijah Mitchell's got that if he can stay healthy. He did run a 4.33 at his pro day, so we'll see what he does. But I'm 100%. Our last mock draft we did on character concerns, we had Dylan Sampson, the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, coming to the Chiefs as that. And also they want to increase replay to, like, hit the officials, you know, ears. Hey, you made a mistake on that. That way they don't have to challenge it or whatever. You can just, anything egregious, you just tell them through the headset of what's good and what's bad. But anyway, back to baseball. Opening day tomorrow. Cole Reagan's on the mound for the Kansas City Royals. Our guy, Josh Vernier, actually has to work again. We'll talk to him next.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.